The World Cup of Soccer. It's a summer event, but FIFA, the sport's international body, is rethinking that, at least for the 2022 World Cup. Yeah, it's a long way off, but since it's being hosted by the Gulf Emirate of Qatar, heat is an issue. A biggie. We're talking 107 Fahrenheit average temps in July. So today, a top FIFA official said that the 2022 tournament will not be held in June and July, more like November and December, he said. David Roth is a sports journalist. He visited Qatar recently and wrote a five-part series on SBNation.com about his time there. So you were there in the cooler months for Qatar. I mean, what was it like? Good soccer weather?
Super beautiful soccer weather. It was in the 70s, really sunny, really pleasant. They don't get that many weeks of that during the year. I just happened to be fortunate that I got five consecutive days of it while I was there.
And you also got a pretty good taste of what Qatar is all about as a country. Strangely, you compare it to living in a duty-free store in an airport. Explain that.
The duty-free comparison to me was just this sense of they clearly want to be a brand, not in the sort of the glib way that, you know, Coca-Cola wants to represent feelings of home and, you know, corn syrup you can feel good about. What Qatar seems to want is to be a luxury destination and a country that has a certain sort of image about it. They just have a vast amount of money and a vast amount of will. They also, I think, seem to understand that the way that they've been going about getting this set up and this huge and very now public mistreatment of labor by the subcontractors that they have building the infrastructure.
Right, because a lot of the labor is provided by immigrant workers.
Yeah, I mean, the vast majority of the country are foreigners, and there's this very small core of Qatari people. They represent about between 10 and 15% of the people that are actually in the country. And I think they understand now that just because it won't play, you know, in the public, and then also because of the fact that it's wrong, that they're going to have to do things a little bit different. But the emir is the one whose opinion matters. If he wants to have a thing happen, there's the money there to make it happen.
David, you also found Qatar to be one of the least walkable places in the world.
Supremely unwalkable. Although, again, that will probably change. I mean, but it's weird to have this sort of metaphor of emerging city that's really more sort of like an erupting city. I mean, things change from you turn a corner and there's a crane there that wasn't there before, building a building that wasn't there before. That's like actually literally a thing that happened. I got really lost because I couldn't identify a construction crane that was suddenly in the middle of the sidewalk. And it was because it had been there, you know, moved there 15 minutes earlier.
So if Qatar completes the sidewalks and FIFA changes the calendar to deal with the heat, what are the big issues remaining with holding the World Cup in Qatar in 2022?
One of the issues would be that in Qatar, it's very difficult to get alcohol. And alcohol is a very important part of the experience of being at soccer games for a lot of people. So they are going to have to find a workaround on that. I just believe that if, you know, with the exception maybe of creating stadia that you can play soccer in when it's 105 degrees, I feel like there could very well be, you know, a tent where you can get a beer and it'll be there for however long the World Cup is. And then when the World Cup's over, that tent will never be seen again. But like, I do believe that that's possible. But they have to tackle bigger issues first. They have to build 9 stadiums and expand 3 others. So I guess they'll work the beer thing out when they get to it.
And is it true that some of those stadiums were actually thought maybe we can air condition them?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea with all of them, I think. They did a 35-minute video presentation that all the FIFA, the executive committee that was there to review the bid. I saw that video, and one of the things that they promise is, and this is a quote, that they will harness the power of our friend the sun. And that's the end of the quote, too. And they will use their friend the sun to create a solar-powered air conditioning system that, again, they promise would change the world, which, you know, it certainly would if it existed, which it does not. And right now they have the capacity to air condition one of the stadiums, the field and the seats. And it works. It makes the conditions playable on the field. But it's not solar powered. It's generator powered, which is a huge energy suck. I mean, there's a reason why you don't run the air conditioning in a convertible with the top down. And it seems to be that that's more or less what they're going to have to try to figure out. How do you air condition a motorcycle?
David Roth, who wrote a five-part series for SB Nation on Qatar and their preparations for the 2022 World Cup. David, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.